It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Good morning, or whatever time of day you've chosen to listen to us.
Yes, indeed. Now, Tom, of course, we're all, I mean, you know the community. We love interior design.
And interior design, yeah.
Also musical theatre.
Yeah.
Talk us through. How has it been? Because last time we spoke to you,
it was the night before.
Take us back.
Let me tell you, it has been a whirlwind, an absolute whirlwind.
Nervy? Nervy on the morning.
Because prior to that, I'd only actually sung in front of my singing teacher, who I was feeling very safe in front of. Thank you, Richard, for that.
Thank you, Richard.
And then from thence, I went into the... We were rehearsing in the theatre. Mm. So it was... we had a lovely meet and greet, and then we sort of got down to business. And lovely resident director Louis, associate musical director Geraint, and myself... And Elaine from Stage Management.
No.
Not Elaine Page, actually.
When they said Elaine's here, did you think?
She's calm. But our Elaine was wonderful.
I'm sure. It seems right, isn't it, that you're called Elaine and you work in the theatre?
I think so.
Elaine. It's the lane to the theatre. It's Drury Lane. Yeah,
it's Drury Elaine. I must say that to her.
People should.
But, well, we were sat there and then I had to do a singing warm-up and I'd never done a singing warm-up in front of anyone else. And then the cleaner came in with his Hoover.
Oh, no.
It sounded better. And,
do you want to hear Henry's range?
It's been wonderful but intense, and there's been times when it's just been, like, covering a lot. Like, we blocked through the choreo and everything in about 2.5 days, 3 days.
Oh, my gosh. That is quick.
That is quite quick, isn't it?
That is quick.
Friday afternoon, we did a stumble through.
How stumbly was it?
Quite stumbly. Well, one gets frustrated at oneself at these moments.
Of course. Also, I think with doing your own stuff,
yes.
You're so used to being like, oh, I've dropped that. When you're doing a stand-up show.
Yeah.
I have routinely put bits in different orders, sort of by mistake. And I've gone, I've missed that bit. But it doesn't really matter because it's your show and you can take it whichever direction you want. But I'm guessing in Titanic, you don't have that freedom?
No.
I'd like to start with the iceberg.
I just want to change the order up. Sorry. it's been very, like, a lot of details of things like, so I've never done any dance before. Mm. So sort of remembering... that most of the time I turn on my right shoulder or sort of...
What, on the floor, like breakdancing?
Yes, I'm basically...
Tom can turn on his right shoulder. Don't make a big deal out of it.
You should see him do the worm. He's amazing. And just, like, we videoed the stumble through on Friday, which I obviously was just like, oh, my God, look at you. Like, the voice was strong. The negative voice was strong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the thing is, they're going to be there.
They're going to be there. And that's been the big learning point, is to accept that voice is going to be there. You know, the voice going, like, criticising my body shape, criticising everything. Like, oh, why didn't you commit to that dance move? Like I'm...
Fred Astaire.
Like I'm Fred Astaire or in Flashdance, you know, commit. or The Beers, if any of you remember The Beers. Did you ever watch that?
No, sadly too young.
Of course.
No, I don't know.
The Beers was about showbiz stage school.
Oh, I would have loved it.
Yeah, you would have liked it.
Of course, I watched CGBC anything series. About Sylvia Young. Oh, so I would have loved to have gone there.
I was
course.
Obsessed. Yeah, obsessed with anybody who was in any way connected when I was at school. Like, I was like, how do you get in there?
How do you get to Sylvia Young?
Would never have been possible. Full stop.
Well, you don't know these things, but, you know, you're in the West End now.
Well, you know, just 30 years after.
Tom, you know, take it.
I will.
Both hands, because some people, might never have a chance.
And I think as well, what I've learned is, in a lovely way, all that there is hard work. Like everywhere you look, there's just hard work. And so I think I always thought like, oh, people who are good at dance just have it naturally. But actually, they just worked really hard.
And, isn't there that song in Fame called Hard Work?
Oh, I think maybe I'm basing...
Your life on the life Fame.
I might have conflated the two things.
I'm going to send it to you today. But I think you're absolutely right. All there is hard work and a good attitude.
That is it.
Yeah.
So right, Sue.
But that's why I think it's really annoying when people like really thrive who aren't working hard and are absolute arseholes.
Yes. But what I think is that those people are quite rare.
I think they are quite rare. And I also think they're probably sad.
Yes, I think they probably are.
You know, I think that, I mean, I have to tell myself that. I think they're probably not, you know, maybe thriving in all areas of their lives.
Yes, for sure, for sure, for sure. There's a balance to be struck.
Have you met any of the cast yet?
I have met a few members of the cast, but I think I'm going to meet them all later today, which I'm a little bit nervous about.
What are you going to wear?
Do you think this green T-shirt is okay? Or do I look like I work at the British Empire?
Oh, I hadn't thought that until you said it.
Yes.
Open that drawer. Let me see if there's a baby in there. No, it's lovely.
Colin.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
I used to have such a crush on the people who were on the
You used
two...
to have a crush on Colin?
No, not on Colin and the British Empire, but the two like gays who aren't gay.
Of course. That was that quite
seminal for me?
Yeah. Did you think, oh, I see.
I was like, oh. Yeah, that probably was around about the time of oh, I see, which I think is a very underrated moment in any queer person's life.
The oh, I see.
Yeah, but it's not like, I think sometimes it's depicted as like a very like defined moment.
No.
But I think you've just hit on something very important there. The moment of like, oh, I see. Which I think is often delivered in that slightly starchy Joan Hickson way.
Which, let's be honest, is a little camp.
Which is, you know, not out of step with them.
Our people.
Yes, with our people. But I think the moment of, oh, I see, is very profound.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Oh, that is going to make things a lot trickier.
That does explain a lot.
Yeah.
That does explain why I'm wearing this dressing gown.
Yes, yes.
Why I've chosen these drapes.
Yeah.
I've insisted on a pelmet in my own bedroom.
Yes. It does explain why I keep going to my dad's wardrobe and trying on his ties.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. So you had an OIC moment with the gay. But were they weren't gay? I mean, I'm not. Gay. God, I sound like the queer Mickey Flanagan. We're not going gay.
That's so funny. I think their shtick was that they were closeted, but they didn't acknowledge that they were together or they fancied each other.
Okay. See, gay gym boys, always a thing.
Always been a thing.
It's always been a thing. That's really funny. No, to come back to your question, you don't look like Colin in the British Empire.
Good work. Thank you. But I could, on a bad day, I had, I think, from stress. No.
I was just thinking Colin had a lot of boils.
Oh, he did, didn't he? Sorry.
Sorry, did you think that was out of nowhere?
I thought that was like, oh my God, what?
The camera is on.
Just a little spot, actually, on my chin, which made me feel like I was back at school. Everything about it made me feel like I was back at school.
That's okay. That'd be a little bit of stress. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
That stress has just got to push itself out into a little spot. And then that little spot's got to go.
I think it's gone down now. So I didn't even need to bring it up. Didn't even need to tell people. I told them in rehearsal. I said,
that's funny, isn't it? You have to. The a little while ago, I had a spot on my nose like a, I don't know, witch. And I couldn't wait to tell people, but I didn't want to tell people. But it just, because I kept thinking, they're going to be looking at that spot on my nose.
Of course.
And it's not really a spot, it's just sort of red. And it's because I keep blowing my nose, but it looks terrible. I had a cold. I don't know if you've heard, Tom. I had a touch of sinusitis. I was very brave about the whole thing.
Oh, gosh, I didn't realise it was that.
Well, listen, there was a moment where it was touch and go, but I have got through it.
She pulled through.
Yeah, I'm really proud of myself, actually.
Wow. Oh, gosh, that's very painful in the upper cheeks.
Yes, and the forehead.
Oh, my. Key resonators, of course, for me as a vocalist.
As a singer, of course.
As a singer,
A vocalist. So sorry. I forgot to use the official term.
Well, I didn't like to.
I had to take a handkerchief on stage, didn't I?
Oh, how very Restoration Comedy, aren't
Yes, you? I did. I did also swoon three times.
Down for your forehead.
Yeah, and clacked one of those fans.
To gossip behind.
Well, of course.
Of course. Did you also take to putting the handkerchief up your sleeve?
No.
In the way that like an older person might have done?
No, I put it in my pocket. And it was just because I wasn't obviously blowing my conch on stage because that would be disgusting. But I just had to occasionally dab my nose because, I mean, this is TMI, but just because I had to like keep spraying that stuff up my nose because
yes, but that makes me sneeze
blocked.
More. Oh,
Susie, it was terrible. But listen, she got through it.
She got
persisted.
Through.
That's Even so, she persisted.
That's the sort of stories that people love to hear, you know.
And listen, I don't know whether the people in Falmouth even knew.
Well, lovely place, Falmouth. Lovely, lovely little gardens everywhere, I thought.
I thought Falmouth was really beautiful. There was a shop that seemed to exclusively sell haunted dolls. What do you think about that?
Oh, I bet you loved going in there, didn't you?
I didn't go in. I thought a curse upon my house. I just looked through the window and thought, not for me. Because you know I love an antique shop or just a shop that's sort of full of shit that someone might think is antiques.
Oh, yeah.
You know how I love all that.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Imagine if you just had a really, like, junk-filled house and people just assumed you were an antique shop. Gosh, I think I might be on the way to that, actually. Well, would you like to come in? What time are you open?
No, I don't know. But the thing is...
Yes.
I think I'd find it very awkward, so I'd have to let them in.
Absolutely, yes. I'm like, well, yes, well, that one, well, that's...
That's actually my nan's.
Going back to spooky things, Suze, apparently Louis... Did I say Louis earlier or did I say Louis?
I think you said Louis.
Louis, I did, oh, good. I'm not in an episode of Inspector Morse. Louis was talking to Dan, the company stage manager, about the theatre ghost.
The Criterion ghost. Tell me
Criterion
everything.
Criterion ghost, exactly. Well, apparently it's a man who walks around the circle. Not in a circle, but around the back of the circle. And Louis said, yes, I just saw him standing in the doorway. And I thought, oh, gosh, I wonder if he'll pay a visit to me.
Yes. Mm. Have you heard that story of when... I mean, I'm not going to tell the story, but I'm just going to direct people to the podcast. There's a great episode.
Jason Manford.
Uncanny with Jason Manford. Yeah, he was doing... Was he in Drury Lane or was he at the Palladium? No, it wouldn't have been the Palladium, I don't think. I think it was somewhere like Drury Lane. A nice West End theatre where he was doing, I think, Sweeney Todd or something. Because he's a musical man, isn't he? Old man.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And he was FaceTiming one of his children and they saw behind him a man in a soldier's uniform.
Gosh.
And then he turned around and he saw the man in the soldier's uniform. Yeah. The long and the short of it is that someone was stabbed on opening night wearing a soldier's uniform in that theatre.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, like more than 100 years ago.
Opening night as well.
Yeah. I know. Shame, isn't it, for you that's in the reviews?
Exactly, yes. Oh, not even a... Oh, gosh, what a sad story.
Not even a four in the Times.
Would have been lovely, wouldn't it? Oh, how extraordinary. Well, I don't know the story of our one, but I will find it out.
Well, of course, as you know, I've been asking, I always ask in theatres about ghost stories because I love to sort of terrify myself, but also, you know, it's like going on a roller coaster. I love the fear and then I regret the fear.
Oh, yes, that thrill. Yes, what a thrill.
And there's lots of places that it seems to be quite a paranormal place.
The theatre.
Theatres.
Mm, Yes, of course.
So, there's somewhere where, and I don't remember what theatre it was in, but I remember someone telling me that they always heard someone running up the stairs.
Oh. Mm. Do they live near me?
Forgotten something.
Forgotten something again.
No, they always found someone running up the stairs, and the story was that a nobleman's daughter had run away to join the theatre, and the dad came and found her and was running upstairs to the dress circle to see her on stage.
Oh, gosh.
And so sometimes just at night they'd just hear, and they'd go and look and there'd be nothing there.
Oh.
There you go.
My word, my word. I do find it quite strange.
Do you share a dressing room with someone?
I don't know, actually. I don't know any of those practicalities, because, of course, I don't have a dressing room at the moment, because I'm not...
No, because you're not
in it at the moment.
And what date do you start?
4th of March.
10 days.
And the big talk is the fact that we've added an interval.
Oh, that is big talk.
I think the management thought people couldn't possibly get through this show without having another drink whilst he's in it.
That's so silly.
No, no.
Do you think that's because they think that you bring quite an alcoholic crowd?
Basically, they
think your crowd's quite boozy.
They know.
They're like-minded friends.
It's a boozy crowd and an ice cream crowd. So they're going to be all over that. I think that's what it is.
Well, I'm so looking forward to coming. So you will have done a couple of weeks by the time I come.
Yeah, I will be in step, let me tell you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Should we do a couple of emails?
Oh, I'd like that, Sue.
Before we go.
But also I want to say, like, how's it been going on the tour? Generally, apart from the sinusitis,
thank you.
Have you been having a lovely time?
Oh, do you know what? I just love it. I love the tour show.
Such a fabulous show.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say.
A true show as well, real show. Everything. It's going to be.
It's quite, yeah, it is. It's really lovely. I'm having a really nice time. I really love it. I'm very proud of this show. I think it's my best one.
Oh.
Yeah, and the audiences have just been bloody lovely.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's having a really nice time. It feels really joyful, which I think is a very nice escapism in this world that we're currently living in.
Absolutely. And I think, well, people love you and they want to be part of the journey. They want to come with you. They know you're their girl.
Well, that's a nice thing of you to say. I'm in Leicester and Birmingham this week. I'm in Cardiff tonight, but by the time this goes out, I would have been there. I'm currently in the future and the past.
Yes, of course, we all are.
But yeah, Birmingham and Leicester this week and then Hertford next week.
Oh.
So yeah, looking forward to all of them. Wow. It's an exciting time.
Wow.
Right, shall we do some emails from our dear friends?
Oh yes, we've had some lovely messages, haven't we, Suze?
We have indeed. Now, do you remember I was talking to you about going through Canada on a train and it being one of my dreams?
Yes, Susie.
Well, you'll be thrilled to hear Sabine's been in touch.
Oh, what have they said?
Hi, Susie and Tom. I've loved you both for a long time and missed this podcast until I started listening to Pottering and the algorithm suggested like-minded friends. Welcome.
Welcome.
I've been listening to each ep retrospectively and came across your chat about train trips and wanting to do one of the Canadian trips. Can highly recommend it. Loved it. I was on the Canadian from Vancouver to Toronto at the beginning of December 2024 and went through the Rockies dusted in snow, simply gorge.
Oh.
The view from the dome cars are amazing. The staff are so helpful and kind. I've attached a photo. So glad I found this podcast. You keep me company while I paint.
Ooh,
oh.
Painter.
She's a painter.
My goodness.
And she sent us a photo. And honestly, that is my dream.
Oh, to be one of those glass trains.
Yeah, to be warm and to see the snow.
Yes.
And to read a book.
Interestingly, though, I'm surprised there is a railway line like that because, as many listeners will remember, Lord Grantham invested in Canadian railways, which proved to be a very flawed plan, and he lost a lot of Cora's money, actually, investing in
Tom,
Canadian...
Tom, you know I love you, but I've told you this before.
Yes.
You can't base all of your historical knowledge on Downton.
On Downton Abbey, I'm sorry.
I know it's hard.
It's hard.
We all want to.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to flag that for anybody thinking, what are they doing on that railway? Lord Grantham invested, it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out. Well, listen, I'm sorry about that, but I am pleased that that Sabine had such a lovely time.
I am too. Giving it a go, says Lottie.
Tell me about it.
Dear Tom and Susie, I was just listening to your latest podcast on the way to my piano lesson.
Oh, Clang.
It made me feel good about my decisions. I decided a few years ago to take up the piano again. Haven't played since I was at secondary school, now in my 30s. I totally agree with you about just having a go. My career will not be advanced by my bad piano playing, but I'm doing it just for me, and I love it. It's so nice to know I have something else to do other than doom scroll my phone when I'm at home. Right. Absolutely. At the moment, I'm struggling with my work life, and to have something creative to just have a go at without judgment is so nice. Yes, absolutely. After Christmas, I had a mad rush of blood to the head and bought myself an alto recorder, another instrument to have a go at, and then I was gifted a concertina. My neighbours love me.
What? Now, what's a concertina?
I think...
Because when someone says concertina, I think of a Lazy Susan.
I think a concertina is like a squeeze box.
Do you know, Tom, I feel like that is the instrument that would really suit me. A piano accordion?
Yes, I think it would. They're lovely. Oh, get one, Suze. Lovely sound, lovely sound.
Well.
My message is do the thing, learn something new. It's good for your brain. And those who comment on it are just jealous that they're not as cool as you are. Brackets. Well, that's what I've always told myself. Anyway, yes. It was so serendipitous that you were talking about music lessons that I had to write in. Lots of love. Bye, 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 says Lottie. Well, there you go, you see?
Well, Tom, here I am looking for a piano accordion. And then, of course, Alison gets in touch. Oh, Suze, do try the cello.
Oh.
My daughter had lessons at school, and when I got my hands on it, I pretended I could play, and you can't really go wrong because the cello always sounds awesome, especially if you just do the deep notes. I really enjoy the pod. I live in the south of France.
Oh, my goodness.
So the ads on my Spotify are French.
Oh, ooh la la.
And go so well with you guys. You'd love them. Okay, lots of love. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, bye, 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 and thank you.
Maybe I need the cello.
I can see that, actually, Susie. Oh, yes, a lesbian string quartet. Here you come. Yes, yes.
Sure.
I think that would be lovely for you.
I might look into it.
Just give it a whirl. The other thing is, working alongside... And I say this with true sincerity, they are so incredibly talented, the people I'm working with. And they often just like, oh, yes, I play that as well. Oh, and I pick that up and I like that. And I thought, but then they're so truly talented in the fact that they're able to be very generous with it as well, in that they say, yeah, just did that. Oh, yeah, it's fine. You just do that and do that. And taking that kind of, I don't know if anybody ever experienced it at school, that sense of like, oh, no. No, you can't do that. Oh no, pitching.
Yes.
Oh no, oh gosh, what's an awful sound. Like all of that horribleness with that is gone. They just love it, and they are quite encouraging with it, actually, very open.
Don't you find that though? Mm. When you meet people with sort of true talent, you know, when you go, oh, you really are amazing.
Yes.
They often tend to be normally generous people and going, well, you should do that.
Yes.
Have a go.
Yes. Well, enormous shout out to the people I've been working with.
Yes, very excited.
Especially Louis and Geraint and Gav. We had Gav on Friday as well. Wonderful.
How exciting. I'm so excited to come and see the show.
Well, I can't wait for you to see it. Honestly, we're having so much fun. Now it's sort of blocked through. Now I can start to sort of get back to the kind of fun of it. Not that it hasn't been fun, but just like the kind of making sure I'm super sharp on the details has been my goal.
And... you know, don't give yourself a hard time.
Yes, I know. I'm not there as...
You know, you've not been booked because you're a West End Wendy.
Mm, exactly.
You've been booked because you're funny and you'll bring something different to the role.
Oh, God, I've got to do that as well?
No. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do. Maybe get a writer in. But but you've been booked because you're wonderful and you're funny and you're going to be a lovely, a lovely addition to an already phenomenal show.
Well, I'm very, very grateful to be included and I'm having a lovely time and I'm looking forward to working with everybody later.
Don't let the voices win.
Don't let the voices in. The ghosts, bad ghosts there.
Yeah, not good ghosts. Not like premonition ghosts.
Now, Susie, tell the good people, where can they see you this week and how should they go about acquiring tickets?
This week it's Birmingham and Leicester.
Oh, I see. How lovely.
Leicester's almost sold out. Birmingham still has some tickets left.
Oh,
And then next week it's Hartford Beam.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
Very nice. But you can find all my tickets on the internet, yeah, if you've heard of it, susieruffle.com. And the tour runs until June because I'm doing them quite sporadically. To be honest, because I want to be at home lots because of my daughter.
Of course. Well, it's lovely.
And so I'm doing the sort of juggle. But it means that the tour is quite long. But then because of that, I'm not getting... Not that I've ever been sort of bored of the show per se, no, not this show, but like,
yeah,
you know, I'm really enjoying every single show because I'm only doing two or three a week.
Oh, wonderful. You can really celebrate the show that week, can't you?
Yeah, so you feel really like, buzzy. I feel very excited still. And I'm at about show 35 or 40 and I still feel excited by it, which is really
fabulous.
Nice.
Yeah, fabulous.
So yeah, some of the tour dates are already sold out, sort of way in advance, and then others have tickets. So if you want to come along... Have a look.
Well, I'm sure people would like to. And this week, so Leicester is on what day? Thursday?
Oh, do you know, I'm not very good at this, am I? You're encouraging me to sell and now I'm doing it wrong. Right, so Thursday the 26th is Leicester.
Lovely.
The why.
The why.
Why. And then the 27th is Birmingham at the Old Rep. Lovely theatre.
What is that, Friday?
That's the Friday. Friday night.
Lovely. Beautiful theatre, Old Rep, yes.
Lovely. We could have a drink after. Mm. Then... On Tuesday is Hartford.
Oh, great.
And that's it. And then that's it next week.
And to reiterate, tickets available at susieruffle.com.
Indeed. Indeed.
Well, Suze.
And then do you want to know something else I've got in my diary?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, yes.
I think you'd be quite keen on this.
Yes, I will be.
On the 8th, there's a Whippet Walk in Brighton.
Well, now you tell us. A Whippet Walk. Is that you see, you do have to be careful because that might be a sort of bondage or BDSM kind of walk. Have you thought of...
Oh, where people are puppies.
Where people are being whipped.
Of course.
So just be careful that you might turn up with the doggy and be quite surprised.
To be honest, either way, I'll enjoy it.
Either way, Brighton's got something for everybody.
That's the thing. We're a broad church here. Right, Tom, you need to go to rehearsals. I need to go to Cardiff. There's no two ways about it.
Yes. There's no two ways around it.
Have a lovely time.
Thanks so much. I will keep you posted.
Enjoy meeting the cast. You'll have a lovely time.
Oh, well, thank you. I look forward to seeing them. Can't wait to see them. And yes, absolutely. And next week I'll be able to update you at the last moments of rehearsal. So.
How exciting.
Looking forward to that. Yeah.
Okay, if I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week, Susie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.